Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
bug hour. And we can let her big sermon with the Battle of Motown Sound, the Godfather of Motown, Smokey Robinson, with the Wonderkin, Stevie Wonder, otherwise known as, if nobody knows the name, it's Stephen Hardaway Jenkins. He cut it down to Stevie Wonder back in 1960. Or, R&B at the age of 11. He did a song called Fingertips on America's Bandstand. Hit the Billboard Top 100. Among the youngest ever to hit the top charts. The Wonder is blind at birth. I love music. His greatest album, I still think it is. His song, The Key of Life, 1976, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanksgiving, Atlanta, Georgia. We played that record to death. It was a two-part record. 9 awards, or 9 nominations. 1 award Grammy, Album of the Year. We're going to start the show with Stephen Hardaway Morse, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder.
over time, I've been building my castle of love just for you. Though you never knew you were my reason, I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away over dreams. I have picked out a perfect come true. Though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. Back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dream come true when I looked at you and made it true? If you would believe, you too might be overjoyed over love. I had found what I searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find the love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do come true. Or did my dream come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed over love. A chance, and maybe we're
in hot that Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Come on, get in that cell, nigger.
God.
I just called to say I love you. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Honeycomb back in the hideout. How you feeling, G?
Doing good. This is great, man.
It's funny you brought this up because this is a very Motown kind of moment. You've got not just two of the best musicians, but two of the best lyricists. I mean, Smokey Robinson has been pretty much called the poet laureate of pop music.
Yes.
For his amazing lyrics for the time he's been around. And, of course, Stevie, he can write a good song himself. But it just so happens today, April 1st, is the birthday of one Marvin Pence Gaye. And you can't get any better from a lyricist standpoint. Yeah, how's that for synchronicity? For this to be Marvin's birthday and his tone, what's going on, is still going on 50 years later, G. I mean, how relevant can you get? And I don't want to take anything away from Stevie and Smokey,
right.
But I mean, if it wasn't for Marvin, I truly believe Stevie would not have blossomed. You know, like, he was a 12-year-old genius and he was making money for Motown. You know, and Berry Gordy was really happy about that, but it wasn't until Marvin dropped What's Going On, and to a lesser degree, Vulnerable. I mean, Vulnerable didn't get played, but the bottom line was Marvin had other things on his mind than being the sound of Young America. And Stevie, once he saw Marvin take off like that, he spiraled out too, because he felt I got a comfort zone in which I can do stuff now. You know, Berry Gordy was very repressive with what they were trying to do experimental-wise and artistic-wise.
Yes.
He wanted a formula. He wanted stuff that would make money all the time and that people would, go to the store and buy that 45. He wasn't thinking long-term.
And I think Stevie and Barbara opened the door for other groups.
Yeah,
you know the Temptations changed their tunes in 71.
That's true.
The Miracles changed their tunes, and all the Motown groups grew up after Marvin.
Yeah, but Motown had to have people that were willing to feel that, because you just talked about the Temptations. I mean, if Norman Whitfield had not been there, the Temptations would have had a whole different sound. And maybe we wouldn't be speaking as revertly about them as we would other groups. Norman Whitfield helped to solidify the Temptations as they transitioned from one lead singer into another. Yep. And you don't have groups that can, you don't have groups that can do that, G. You
no,
don't.
No,
you really had, Motown was lucky to have people like Whitfield and Marvin and a couple of others in that artistic mix.
Alan Dozier.
Well, yeah, of course. They wrote most of those songs early on. You know, but that's the amazing part about this. You got two killer songwriters. And, you know, Smokey, he'll write about the simple things and make them seem profound to you. You know, and he can write a ballad with the best of them. But I think he does a better job of writing about life than most people do. Marvin was great because he wrote about that period of time that referred to him right then and there.
Yeah.
And when people saw it work, he did it again with relationships when he wrote Let's Get It On. And then he wrote it again when he did I Want You. All of that, like, you almost want to hear the guy from Purple Rain say, the stage is no place for your personal business, man, but the studio was.
Yeah.
And that's where all the music came from. Michael, the first,
the greatest song Smokey ever did, I think, was I Miss You.
Okay.
That was the death after Blue died. The third Temptation died.
Right.
He did it. It was a song for him. I think the best song he ever wrote.
Well, these lyrics are able to translate love in more than one kind of way. You just heard, you know, Stevie did one regarding his baby, happy birthday Martin Luther King.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
the deeper fall in love. You and I was a wedding song. You and I, that was a wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people got married to that. You know, so Stevie really evolved in doing all kinds of love songs, you know. And Smokey, he's been doing that since he was like a teenager, for Christ's sake. So
they were both geniuses
in that regard. But, you know, Stevie's gone from a 12-year-old genius to now a 70-year-old genius. Well, we love it. Either way, this is a ballad of giants lyrically, no question about it.
Can you tell people how much you got for later on tonight and how they going to vote?
Yes, sir. We've got Lou Rawls against Mr. Peebo Bryson. And they're going to get down and beg till the sun comes up.
Yes, sir.
And we got some other good things coming up. There'll be a double show Sunday as we continue this. And we realize the more that this is going on, people are listening. We love that you're listening. We want to do good shows for you guys every time we come out. So that's why we ain't going to do anything until we get it right. So we appreciate your patience. Don't forget to vote. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, the Gray Liber Code. Go to our Facebook pages. You may vote there. Or you can vote at Soul Tree in the Raw, all one phrase, Soul Tree in the Raw, at Outlook.com. Look forward to your input. And as always, everybody, please go safe, stay safe, be safe, enjoy the spring weather to come. And we will, sometime in the next couple of weeks, we will play what's going on in its entirety, because 50 years of Marvin, well, you know, we can't ignore that.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, Michael Lewis Ingram, the Raider Raw. All right, top of the hour, you will get his show. Also, you also vote at glcgray@gmail.com. The Gray Liber Code Facebook page. Gray Nation page on Facebook.com. Now we're going to get into Smokey Robinson. I call him the Godfather because he was in every group, and he wrote for every group of Motown back in the 60s. Smokey was a smooth dude. It is smooth. William Robinson Jr. Great, great. A Nigerian, Scandinavian, Portuguese, and Cherokee. So he's part Native American too. Motown sound. William Robinson Jr., Smokey and the Miracles.
nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Two kisses of your heavenly Here I go again. Okay? Whatever you say, you got it. Beautiful. Who said that? Yeah.
Saw you there, and your laughter seemed. Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you. Time is gonna be hard and slow for the rest of my life. Gonna be thinking about you. Yes, I am. Time came when you had to go. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. I promise my love for you will never end. In your finest hour, I was there with you. And without you, things won't be the same. But there's a higher power that we answer to. And you heard him calling your name. Really gonna miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face. I know you want us all to be strong. Really gonna miss you. I know you've gone tonight. magic place. Singing you a brand new song. I'll miss you, my buddy.
Oh,
Good night.